Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. A little pushing back by Wayne Pacelli of the Humane Society of the U.S. Back on that in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Oklahoma's most abundant resource is the wind. And now P&K Wind Energy can help you turn it into electricity for your home or business. And right now, we've got some great pricing specials on many of our turbines, from the 5 kW units and up. Add to that the potential for the 30% federal tax credit, and payback time for these units is unbelievably good. To learn more, contact P&K Wind Energy Specialist Monty Taylor at 580-542-9026. P&K Wind Energy. We harvest the wind.
It's been noted more than a few times that less than one half of 1% of the funds raised by the animal welfare group, the Humane Society of the U.S., actually goes toward helping humane societies locally. That fact uncovered by the Center for Consumer Freedom based out of Washington, D.C. That's the David Martosko Group. Humane Society of the U.S. CEO Wayne Pacelli pushing back a little bit about that fact. He says that that's not necessarily the reason for his group and its relationship with local humane societies.
HSUS, from the very beginning of its operations in the 1950s, was designed to do a couple of things. It was designed to complement the work of local humane societies and SPCAs and animal care and control agencies by professionalizing the field. We worked to raise standards in the field through training and education. We were never designed as a pass-through organization for money to give to those shelters.
Of course, the contention of the critics of the HSUS is that all of their advertising, where they're trying to raise money, is to try to tie it back to the idea that they're giving most of that money back to local animal shelters. And of course, that is not true. Wayne Pacelli does say that he hears a lot about how his organization is a fraudulent one. He says more often than not, those claims are coming from a group that he could say basically the same about, the Center for Consumer Freedom.
And the fact that some in agribusiness, we don't know because there's no transparency, they don't tell who the donors are, I think it's a really disreputable effort, and it doesn't commend agriculture. And frankly, all it does is gives us an opportunity to tell our members that we're under attack by these groups because we're doing a great job. They wouldn't be paying attention to us if we were not being effective. If we were ineffective, do you think they'd be running a campaign against us? Absolutely not.
Social media is where a lot of the war of words has taken place between the HSUS and the Center for Consumer Freedom. In fact, HSUS has lost the support of companies like Yellowtail Wines and Pilot Gas Stations because of social media campaigns. Pacelli says although they were substantial sponsors, their donation was a small percentage of the society's overall income.
We rely on our members for well more than 95% of our support. So we're talking about a sliver of our support. It's meaningful. False information was advanced about what we do. As I mentioned, their whole accounting was false.
Wayne Pacelli saying the attacks on HSUS only there because they've been so effective and they're making a difference. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale beginning at noon Saturday, June 5th at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Nearly 600 head will sell, featuring 500 fall calving bred heifers and cows, 60 spring calving pairs, and 30 herd bull prospects ready to turn out. As always, this program is known for quality and customer service. You can view the cattle anytime during the week. For more information, call Chris at 580-309-0711 or visit their website at collinscattleservices.com for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.